Welcome. There is so much to celebrate in this edition of PSPA Matters that it's hard to know where to begin. From the latest research updates and practical tips for staying well this winter, to the launch of our bauble appeal, there is something for everyone. One of the true highlights for me has been learning about the impact of our new masterclass series. Run by Carol Amir Giasvand, with the support of trustee Greg Richardson. This initiative, launched earlier this year, has already reached over 500 health and social care professionals, equipping them with the knowledge and skills to improve diagnosis and standards of care. As a charity, it's vital we continue to innovate and find new ways to support people affected by PSP and CBD. And this is a brilliant step forward. This quarter, I was delighted to welcome Peggy, our new Helpline and Support Services Manager. The Helpline is one of our most important services, offering vital support to families, and I'm confident Peggy will be a fantastic addition to the team. Alongside this, we've also expanded our capacity for creating a new Communications and Website Officer role. Pooja, who joined us in October, will be focused on keeping the website fresh, accessible and impactful. In September, I had the pleasure of meeting some of our wonderful volunteers at the Volunteer Development Day in Nottingham. Many of our volunteers have a personal experience of PSP and CBD, and their feedback helps us to shape and improve what we do. PSPA simply couldn't achieve half as much without their passion and commitment. As this is my final introduction to PSPA Matters, I want to thank you all for your support, dedication, and passion for such an important cause. It has been a privilege to work alongside you, and I hope you enjoy hearing my reflections later on in this recording. With warmest wishes and every success for the future, Rebecca. Rebecca Packwood, PSPA CEO.